seek, Lord. Is there anybody in here who needs a word from the Lord? A word that ministers. And that word will reach what the Lord has in store for you.
I do appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Hey, we were just excited when we got the news that you're going to be on here. I wanted to just see what God was going to do on this show. And we already know that it's going to be a blessing, and we're going to learn a lot about you. Our audience is going to learn about you. And I'd like to ask a particular question later in the show, just something that's unique about you that no one would know unless they grew up with you, unless they, you know, your brother or sister, but ask you to share just a piece of your life with the audience so they can say, that's Jemiah Cannon, and I know a little bit about
him. Okay.
Well, tell us who Jemiah Cannon is, if you don't mind.
Well, Jemiah Cannon is simply a down-to-earth individual who God chose to use in such a time like this, an hour like this. I'm very passionate about the work of God. I love the fact that he chose me. I count myself, you know, not really worthy of what he's bestowed upon my life. So I'm just a very, you know, I try my best to stay humble by being prayerful, being watchful, and then also helping other people as well, just, you know, with my life.
I've noticed, and this is something that's a trend up thing happening, and I wanted to ask this question of you, and just to see where God goes with it too, because we have a lot of people, a lot of different artists that's coming up. We've got a lot of impressionable young artists coming up. And sometimes they may be in situations where they don't have a mentor, Jemiah, or they don't have someone that they can really pinpoint as somebody they can be accountable to, rather than get caught up in trends of being the artist in the star quality of that. How do you keep yourself anchored in the anointing? And what would you share with them on how to stay where God needs to keep them on the path of the ministry?
Okay, well, a couple of things. For one, my parents raised me this way. They have always taught me, whatever you have, whatever gifts and talents you have, gifts and callings are given without repentance, and if God chose it, you know, you for it, then it's nothing to get the big head about. Pretty much what you do is take that very gift that he's given you, trust you with, and give back to those that he asks you to bless, you know, that you minister to. And so that keeps me very, very, very humble, and also a constant digest of the word. I get word all the time, and that does, it keeps me humble because I learn more and more every day. It's like a daily learning experience, and I don't know, it just helps me appreciate, you know, I sit back and I do notice you know, some that go about and they feel like they are just high and mighty all because they have voice and talent, you know, but I don't ever want to be that way. I want to be touchable. I want people to be able to call me up and say, you know, Jemiah, you know, I know you're busy, but I need a word. I need you, you know, speaking to my life, you know, and I want to be humble enough, you know, I want to be level-headed enough to say, you know what? What is it exactly that you're dealing with, or, you know, so we'll know exactly how to go, you know, and just, you know, so I just appreciate my parents for raising me that way. So that's really, really, really all I know is just to be humble and to be open and help people.
Amen. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Go ahead, Father.
Again, just listening to Jemiah speak and, you know, some of the things you were saying, and I know growing up with you, and I know you've always been the same person. And a lot of people don't know, and because, you know, you're new to our show and everything, but just for our listening audience to know, you are a pastor's kid.
Absolutely.
And I know pastor's kids get a very bad title sometimes. I know one of the biggest cliches they have is pastor kids are the worst ones, but growing up with you, I've seen you always, you're always the same person. Your demeanor's the same. Your character's the same. You've always been the same Jemiah, no matter what you were doing, how far God has taken you. And how do you stay grounded? How do you keep that from being you? You know, because a lot of times that is the case. The pastor's kids are in all the most drama in the church. They're doing everything. They're bringing babies in the church. They're the ones that's in the middle of it. How did you keep that from happening to you?
Well, number one, I don't want to be a statistic. You know, somebody has to change the cycle. You know, to me, you know, first of all, I used to say when I first heard that, I used to be like, who in the world started that? Same, you know, but then over the years I started, you know, really being watchful, and I'm like, you know what, we're bringing that talk on ourselves, you know, we, you know, sometimes we're just totally guilty, you know, we are the ones that's doing this, that, and the other, and supposed to be standing up, but you know, and I'm not going to justify their actions, those that have, you know, I know why some of them do, because it's such a weight, it's such a, I'm trying to find the word, weight is all I can think of, because you have your parents that are pastors and first ladies, and, you know, they go forth and they're anointed and this and that. And a lot of times people expect the same out of the children, which it should be, which it should be. Even though we're individuals and whatnot, it should be. We should carry on the tradition. But, you know, sometimes it becomes just a weight. You know, it's so heavy because people put you on a pedestal and they expect all of this out of you. But to answer your question, what keeps me level-headed and not go there is number one, I don't want to be a statistic. If I'm going to be who God called me to be, even if it's just a singer, if that's the only title I ever have, I want to make sure that I'm a saved, delivered. I want to show that I'm just not a singer, but I'm a delivered singer, and you can be blessed and delivered as well. I don't, you know, I don't want to display one thing or sing one thing rather, and then display another life. I want my life to match with what I sing about.
Amen.
I think that's what I think that's what we hear from your music, and that's what we draw from you. And that's why there's a confidence when someone speaks to you. Like as I'm speaking to you right now, I can sense it. You know, we have an answer from the Holy Spirit that the Bible tells us. I can tell when somebody's being real. I can tell when somebody's, you know, living a little fakeness there, because it's an anointing upon your lives, and God will put His seal upon something. I'm talking about a delivering anointing on somebody that's in and out. I love the testimony. I love what you shared there. A lot of people need to hear that. And I know it's people who you surround yourself with as well, isn't it?
You say it again. I'm sorry.
I know it's some people that you surround yourself with as well.
Exactly. And that's another thing. You have to, if you want that type of life, you know, I put it like this. Whatever life you want, those that you surround yourself with will very much show it up. You know, if you want to be with the in crowd, get with the in crowd. You know, if you want to be somebody that's positive and really reflect God in a positive way, then get around those type of people, and those people will kind of help keep you grounded. You know, you'll kind of find yourself not going too far, you know, because those people around you, you know, they're just as God-minded. They're just as, you know, spiritual-minded as you are. So it kind of keeps you level-headed. It kind of keeps you there. You know, it's like, okay, I can't get off, you know, because they're true friends will tell you the truth. You know, and a lot of times I tell those, and I don't have many friends, but those that I do have, I I make sure I tell them if there's something about me, something I said,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Tell
yeah.
me, you know, because how else would I know? You know, a lot of times people repeat the same things because they're not told that mm-hmm. that particular thing is wrong or it's not God-like, you know,
right.
Christian-like, Christ-like. So, yes, those people that you surround yourself with, it is very important that you do because the birds of a feather flock together.
Amen. Amen.
So true. Now, I just listening to you speak, I have a question I want to ask you.
Okay.
You have an anointing like no other, and I know that the people are starting to call because God's going to see to it that your name is published and the enemy doesn't like what you're doing. And so
mm-hmm.
my question to you is, are you selective about those, the projects that you accept, the events that you accept, and what type of projects do you shy away from, and do you shy away from them?
Okay. I got that second question. I'm sorry, repeat the first question.
Are there certain events, or are there certain people that will call you and ask you, hey, we want you to sing on this project, or we want you to sing at this event? Do you turn people down if it's not what you need, if they're not who they're supposed to be, or how do you judge that, basically?
Well, absolutely, I do turn it down, and the way that I judge that is pretty much by the book. We all agree that if you're going to represent God, then you might as well represent Him in to the fullest. You know,
right.
You know what I mean? If let's just say somebody R&B want me to do something on their project, I wouldn't do it because
right.
to me that's contradiction. That's contradicting myself. Here I am singing the grace of God, the goodness of God, but yet and still, if I go and do this R&B thing, then it's like I'm pushing you in sin. I'm helping you sin, pretty much.
Right.
If the
right.
message of the song is, hey baby, whatever, you know. So it's kind of
right.
like going against really what I believe. So yeah, and then even for some churches, you know. It's you'll probably be surprised to know, some churches if they ask me to come sing, I really do. I pray about it. If I don't have it's something like an unction. It's the only thing I can explain. Like
yep,
it's like
it.
The Holy Ghost kind of gives it to you. It's like an unction. It's like no, it just doesn't feel right. It just doesn't feel right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell them, you know, let me check into it, let me pray about it, and I'll get back with you. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, so if I get a release in my spirit, then yes, I will accept that engagement. But if I don't feel it, I won't,
yeah.
I won't even mess with it. Because I've learned, even when I was younger, just getting into it, experience taught me.
Mm-hmm.
I would almost answer every engagement, and then when I walk in, you know, knowing the way I was taught, knowing the way things, you know, should go. And I don't see that. And it's like, really? You know, this is God? You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm just like, I can't do it. So
sometimes,
so prayer has a lot to do with that.
Right. And sometimes the Lord will show you right even when they ask. You'll get that. You
right.
say, I won't pray. But you know right when you're asked that question. The Holy Spirit said, no, I'm not in agreement with that. And
right.
You know that you know. You talk about that unction again. And that's how God leads us forth. Because
right.
the anointing is God's place upon your life. You realize you got it from Him.
Right.
And so
exactly.
you don't want to be anywhere that He's not going to move. And
exactly.
Jesus even knew when He was in the, at the wedding. He said, but it's not my time. I'll go ahead and do this. But, you know, there's a time in the season. There's a time where we're supposed to be someplace. And,
right.
and maybe it's a no, not this time. Maybe it's next time. Maybe something needs to happen in that church before you go there.
Right.
So it's we trust the Holy Spirit. You trust the Holy Spirit. And that's what I hear you saying. You trust
absolutely.
I listen to you and you're talking about the R&B, and I think about a lot of people who compromise, and that's the only word that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a lot of people who compromise because maybe the people who have the big names are calling and say, come collaborate with me on this project. And though
mm-hmm.
it's a R&B project, they might throw, you know, the saying goes, the church is getting God, the world is getting godly, and the godly is getting worldly. And so
right.
they'll get to the point where they're saying, well, I'm going to throw a few gospel tracks on my R&B CD in order to win people.
Right.
So you'll get a lot of Christians who feel like if I'm going to be somebody, then I want everybody to know me, and they compromise. And so I want to make sure that, you know, the people understand what you're saying when you said that a few minutes ago. You can't take everything. Because
right.
those that have been compromising, and just because it's a gospel song, is still on an R&B CD. So in that case, what do you say to people like that? Even though it's a gospel song on an R&B track or CD, what do you say to those people who want to do that?
Well, I try to explain to them. You know, I Vonda, I like to let the word talk. So I would say what Ephesians 6 and 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. So it's like it's a spiritual thing. It's not so much the person themselves. It's not so much, you know, what they're trying to do, because, you know, a lot of people have a positive, how can I put it? It's their way of giving back to the community or the world, you know. So they have maybe a good intention, but there's a spirit behind it. And I can't connect to every spirit. It's just not of God, you know. And I try to explain to them, you know, if we're carrying the gospel message of Jesus Christ, then that's what we need to do. And we need to do it totally, full-heartedly, no backstepping, no giving in, and all of this. We just need to do what we need to do. Because it's one thing I love about the word, too, because this has been on my mind lately. You know, the scripture that says, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Just that first part of that verse, I was telling one of my friends just even last night, I said, God gave me a title. And I don't know whether it's just for me or to share with somebody else or it's a message or whatever, but the message or the title was, don't help the devil kill you. He already after you. You know, he's already trying to steal, kill, and destroy you. So why would you help him kill you? So that would be exactly what I would be doing. I would be helping him kill not just me, but even those that are surrounded or connected to me. If I go off and I do something that's totally against what God has for me to do. You know, a lot of times, you know, if I explain it that way, express it that way, they'd be like, wow, I never would have looked at it that way. You know, and you have to. It's spirit connected. I want to be connected to the Holy Spirit, like you said, so I can be led to help people, not be connected to something that's going to eventually kill someone.
That's right.
That's right. That's good. That's really good, because a lot of people just feel like, you know, I'm just trying to get the word out there, and how am I going to get the message across if I don't, you know, get out there? And but people don't realize when God, you know, has you in his eyesight, he's going to take you up. And you are a prime example of that. Again, I grew up with you. I've seen where God is taking you. And on Facebook, I'm looking at the things you're doing and the projects you have out. And your YouTube is just decorated with Jermiah Cannon. And I'm loving it. Your voice is amazing. And I'm going to tell my audience, I told you earlier, I'm going to put you on the spot and have you sing later on in the show, because she doesn't need music. I mean, if people that is listening in have heard Jermiah sing, she does not need music, and she's powerful with or without it. And it's funny, the other day when I saw you and I asked you to be on the show, you had posted pictures, and you were just all leaned back, and you're one of those people that get into your music. It ain't about being cute.
Right.
I say you're not cute, Jermiah.
No.
I totally understand.
I saw one of the pictures where you were doing one of those Jermaine lanes. You know what I'm talking about? You don't see her do that anymore. You're going to work this. You're going to let the anointing do what it's going to do.
It was so funny. She had put a caption underneath her picture, and I didn't even see the caption. And it just reminded me of the Matrix move. And so I commented on it about the Matrix, and she responded to me. And I hadn't even seen the captions after she responded. I was like, oh, my gosh, I just saw the caption.
Well,
and she
I
had
didn't put that caption, though. I didn't put that caption. One of the photographers, you know, during our convention, they, as a matter of fact, that's where a lot of those pictures on my Facebook come from our last convention we came out of. But anyway, one of the photographers put that on there. Here's Jermiah doing the Matrix. You know, and it's just like, I was just like, really? The Matrix?
You know what? You don't see that often. You don't see that very often. The first time I seen it was back in the day. I'm not going to name what day it was. And I saw Jermaine Hawkins do it on one of those videos. And you didn't say something. There it is right there. That's an anointed move. I just call it an anointed move. We had people in the Matrix had it.
Right. They took our stuff. See, the world always taking the church people's stuff.
See?
I don't like
okay.
it.
That's what I'm saying. This is awesome. This is totally awesome. So we want to go ahead and play
I want to play the song that we were doing before.
Okay.
But I want to play it in its entirety. Speak a word, because I believe it's going to speak a word to someone. We'll be right back in about 4 minutes. Listen to this and let it bless you from Jemiah Cannon. Speak a word.
Speak the word. Is there anybody here who needs a word from the Lord? A word that ministers. And that word now releases what the Lord has in store for you.
There is a Lord I long to hear. His words apply into my ears.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, speak a word. I love that.
Yes.
So anointed of God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there's something I want to ask you. Just even with that, you go out and you minister, and I know in several different places, and you're getting a sense of the climate of the church. And what is something you would speak and share from your heart? What are you seeing? Or what are you sensing God doing as you're going and you're ministering in different churches, or God is using you in different arenas and different areas? What do you sense is happening in this hour?
Well, I sense that God's true remnant of people, those that are really, really serious about living for Him, representing Him, they're serious about souls. They want to see people delivered, set free. I feel like there's a shifting in the atmosphere for those people, because for a long while it feels as if we have been going through extra, everybody goes through, but it seems like we've been enduring extra things. It seems like once we come out of one thing, it's like another thing has already begun. So it's like it's just like a continual trial or a continual testing of our faith. But I feel now that through the process, because of the process, and those that have endured the process, I feel like God is really turning, shifting the atmosphere for those individuals. I mean, they're coming into blessings. They're coming into things that they've been praying for a long time.
Yeah.
Family members are finally realizing, oh, my God, my cousin, sister, brother, whomever, they've been living for God for years, and God's been blessing them. And, you know what I'm saying? They're starting to recognize who we are. So it's like the curtain is opening, it's raising on the true remnant of God. So I just see that everywhere I go.
I'm hearing that, the changing of the guard is happening. Go ahead, Bonnie.
I needed that. You just spoke a word to me.
There we go.
I truly needed that, because I was sharing with Michael before the show started and before you called in the week I've had. And I was sharing with my parents. You know, I was raised in church. I've been in church since I was 3 years old. And I was sharing with my mother today, it seems like I'm from one trial into the next trial. It's like before I get into one, I'm shouting the victory, going, thank you, Jesus. And before I could come out of my spiritual high, I'm into another trial. And I'm thinking, Lord, I thought this was it. I thought I was, and if today I finally, as I was sharing with my parents today, I said, you know what, I'm finally seeing God's hand in this. Even though I'm in the midst of this trial, I'm finally seeing God in this. Because it's so hard for us God when we're in the midst of the storm. And so to finally say, God is all over this. Because there's something about God saying, I want the glory. Because he said, my glory I will not share with another. And so it's amazing how we can get to a point in our lives and in our trials where God is saying, do you see me now? It's like that, what was that commercial with the cell phone? Can you hear me now? And I hear God saying that. Can you see me now? Do you see me? I've been in this whole time, I've been trying to show you my hand, but you can't see me. But can you see me now? Well, I'm a testimony tonight that I can see him now. So I thank you for that word that you spoke, because it was definitely a good word in a due season. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Do you agree that, sometimes you hear what Vonda's talking about, and I was sharing with somebody this week. They said, I'm going through trial after trial after trial, and we've all been there. When it seems like we're in a whirlwind. And every time we come out of one thing, there's another. And sometimes they all come at the same time. And I tell people right there, when I see them all come at the same time, the devil's trying to hide something.
Uh-huh.
You don't want me to see something. Because that's a moment that God said is going to be eternal weight of glory. You don't see that yet. So he camouflaged it through that whirlwind, throwing all these distractions, financial situations at it. You can't make it. Doesn't seem like it. It's insurmountable. And they all come around about the same time. But when God says it's the eternal weight of glory, when you come out of that moment,
You know what, Michael? I think we have people that are, I think, trying to call in, and I apologize to whoever's listening in that hung up a few minutes ago, but we have another caller on the line. The last four is 0226. Let me see if they have a question for Jemiah.
Okay.
Yeah. Welcome. You're on the line. Do you have a question for our guest, Jemiah Cannon?
No, they go. And let me do this housekeeping, because I believe the other person had a question. When you call in as a guest, call 323. I know you're listening right now. So I saw you 28, or the last digit is 226. You can call back in. We won't mess with you. But let me show you what we do. If you're a guest calling in and you want to speak on the program, you dial 323-693-3830. Choose one if you want to speak on the program and speak to our guests and speak to the host. And you know, and we have a question and answer phase, we do. But if you don't, just choose two, and that shows up on the screen that you don't want to talk, you just want to sit there and listen. So go ahead and call back in. We didn't mean to bring you on the line. So it shows up a little yellow, you see that yellow thing there, Vonda? It shows mm-hmm. when they want to ask a question. They say, they got the hand thing, I got a question. And so go ahead and call back in. Everybody, this is the time to call in. We're going to continue with the interview, but we definitely want to get your questions answered. If you just want to listen, just want to hear what's going on, we allow you to do that too. All right. Now, I want to talk about that whirlwind, because that's something that I've seen over and over again, because the devil mm-hmm. always tries to camouflage when God's about to do something or he sees something coming. Remember that 21 days with Daniel? The answer was coming, but he tried to throw all stuff at him, get him discouraged. And
right.
That's who I believe we're ministering to tonight, those people that have been waiting for a long time to come forth in their ministry. They've been waiting for a long time to come out of something. And God's trying to say, don't give up now. Your season's about to come.
Exactly.
Hang on, because it's an eternal weight of glory that I'm about to release in your life. And
right.
So I just wanted to let's minister to them tonight, because I think that's a powerful anointing you have in that.
And then also, another thing that I've been pondering on, you know, I love the Word of God, and there's, you know, God is going to bless me to get this CD out. I'm presently trying to work on my third, and He blessed me to write a song called The Word of God, simple,
mm-hmm.
The Word of God. But in Timothy, 2 Timothy, that is, I believe it's 2 and 3, something around there, it says,
yeah.
Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus
yeah.
Christ. It didn't say that there, you know, it didn't specify what hardness it would be. It just says endure hardness. And I feel like that, you know, just like a company, when you go in, you go in, before you actually begin a job, you go to orientation. They pretty much give you the instructions. They tell you what you need to wear, tell you what you need to do, blah, 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 so on and so forth. But they never tell you that somewhere along the line you're going to be encountered by a customer that don't like something, you probably get cussed out,
right.
you probably got,
yep.
you know, they don't tell you all of those things, you know,
right.
so in other words, they may say, you know, you might have an irrational, you know, customer come along and you got to know how to handle it and so forth, but you never know how you will come out with the victory or how you would deal with that situation unless you went through it. So the thing that people have to understand is the Bible did say that a man born of a woman is of a few days, and those few days are full of trouble. So you have
That's
to understand
right.
those that live godly shall suffer persecution.
Shall.
It's already biblically, you know, it's already put on us. We got to go through. It's
yes.
just a matter of the attitude that you have when you're going through. You know, are you going to show, are you going to give in? Just like the world is, are you going to give in, be weak, be sad, be walking around, and you know, yeah, I love Jesus, but, you know, are you going to be positive about it and say, you know what, I'm going through, but this God that I serve, he helping me. He giving me the strength to go through this. And you know what, with the attitude that you have determines it all. It really does.
That's right.
The attitude
really
you
does.
Have determines it all. If you have a positive attitude through the whole situation, guess what? You will go through that situation smoother than you would if you was negative about it. So I think if the people of God will stop and realize, the Word already said this was going to happen. It says, you know, it's going to be full of trouble, so here it is. So it's not like he didn't warn me before destruction. The warning came. You know, a lot of us forget about the Word. That's why every now and again you got to go in and read it. You got to go in and kind of like remind yourself of what the Bible says. And if you keep that daily digest of the Word, I guarantee you, through all this storm and everything we're going through, hey, it'll be nothing.
And Vonda, if we didn't have a mirror every day, we'd look a hot mess.
Hello, somebody. Hello.
And
absolutely.
If we don't remind ourselves of who we are every day in God, we'll settle for anything.
Right.
We'll go to church and we'll hear this. We'll get in the Word a little bit. We'll hear this and we stop reading the Word.
Right.
And we just start throwing things at you and you start believing.
Absolutely.
If we stay anchored in the Word, and that's what I love, and I love the way God does this, we need to stay anchored in the Word, because if we do have some distractions that happen every now and then, if we do go through some situations that you know, that seem insurmountable, God can turn that situation around in just a matter of a second.
That's it.
I remember I was somewhere, and I said, Lord, I don't have the finances to get from here to there. He said, go on the way and as if you did. I said, Lord, he said, trust me. I said, okay, that's your word. And went on.
Word.
And in the situation, God provided. I said,
see
wow. I said, Michael, trust me. He said, all you got to do is trust me.
That's it.
And when
wow.
you trust him, I've been in this situation, and I'll share this with you. I needed $10,000 in 30 minutes.
Wow.
Now, in 30 minutes. I'm not making this up. I needed it in 30 minutes because I needed to go on a tour, oriental tour to Asia, to Japan, and stuff like this, or in Bible college.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my stuff. I sit outside the bus, and everybody else was sitting on the bus, and they were praying. Because I was a part of this music group.
Mm-hmm.
And me and the director was in there. We were waiting on it, just, you know, whatever. We prayed and see what God was going to do. He made a couple of calls, and it didn't happen. And 2 minutes before it was time for them to get on the bus, they would have left me there. A call came in anonymously. So he's paid for it, and then I'll give him some more. Get him on the bus.
Wow.
Didn't even know, still don't know who did it. Still don't know who did it.
Mm-mm.
You see, God knows.
Wow.
God knows exactly what we need and when we need it. We just got to be. He told me to pack your bags and put it on the thing. I was thinking, why am I going to pack my bags? I'm not going. I thought that, but I didn't act on that. I acted on the word.
Exactly.
I put my bags out there. And as soon as that call came in, I was on the bus, crying my eyes out. No boy in Kansas City. Nobody ever gave anything to, but God said, that's my boy. He's going.
What?
And that's all I needed.
He's
so
awesome.
That's going to minister to anybody. You know, God is so awesome. Remember that song that says, while you're trying to figure it out?
He's already
working it out.
Absolutely.
God is good.
Jemiah, I shared with the audience last week when I was telling them that you were going to be on the show, and I was sharing with them that you had a very powerful testimony of, you know, I'm sure you have several powerful testimonies of different things that God has done for you, and I would love for you to share your testimony, whatever testimony you want to share with the audience, because I know all of them are going to be powerful. But I would just love for you to share your testimony with NIACOM.
Yeah.
Well, one of the biggest things that I dealt with was I was involved in a car accident in the year of 2004. We were planning to record our second CD live in that year, and we were trying to do it that early part of the year. Kim Burrell had a new artist showcase in Houston and asked me to come, and along with a few others, and we went. God blessed, as always, and we had planned to stay, but things didn't work out. It just so happened that so many people came, they had no more room in the inn. I mean, there was no more room in the hotel. So we decided, well, we have to be in Dallas the next morning for another meeting. So we was just going to go ahead and travel back to Dallas. Well, in the midst of that, you know how it is when you get excited, when you have a good night, you know, like worship and praise comes in the building.
Yeah.
You're on a high. You're just on a spiritual high, and you feel like you're not going to come down. Well, of course we did, because, you know, we're in this body. And anyway, I had allowed someone else to drive for me. Usually I'm driving, but I allowed someone else to drive for me because they were, you know, very they were persistent about, you know, hey, you drove all the way up here, you sung your heart out, and you're going to drive all the way back, you know. But, you know, I'm used to that. But anyway, long story short, he fell asleep at the wheel, and I fell asleep as well in the passenger seat. So we rode on the we were in the left-hand lane traveling, and he kind of veered over to the left, and the grooves that are in that left out when you go off the road, that's what woke us up. And it woke me up first, and I happened to look at him, and it woke him up. Well, he panicked, and it just swerved. He just threw the wheel. By the grace of God, we didn't run into an 18-wheeler that was on the right side of us coming in the right lane. But we made almost a complete U-turn right there in the street. But it wasn't a complete U. Once we made that turn, like we were facing oncoming traffic, we just flipped off the highway. I can't even explain to you how that happened. But we flipped off the highway, over the railing, flipped several times down this steep hill off the highway, landed on the wheels. All windows broken out of the vehicle. It was a SUV at that. It was I think it was a Ford Explorer. And all the way. My sister was ejected from the vehicle. She was sleeping in the back seat, but she was ejected from the vehicle. The front windshield was out. So when we stopped, I automatically, you know, I just took this deep breath. That's all I can explain. It's like I was outside of my body for a little bit, and I kind of just caught my breath. And when I did, I just was calling Jesus, 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 Jesus. And when I kind of got myself together, I was wiggling my fingers and trying to make sure I had my, you know, my members, have all my
members
and whatnot. John, I'm seeing exactly, because I saw blood and I didn't know where it was coming from, so my hand got cut up pretty bad, but I noticed that I couldn't turn my neck. And I could look out the corner of my eye and I saw the people coming. They had stopped that was behind us, and they were coming trying to help us, and luggage was all over the highway, all over the steep hill there that we had came off of. And anyway, long story short, God gave all of us miracles. My sister came. The driver went to find her, and they both walked back to the vehicle fine. They just had a few scratches, but I couldn't move my neck. And so went and got that checked. The doctor said that I fractured the C2 of my spine. And so I had to wear a halo for 3 months. That was the only way to fix the injury. So I had to be, you know, immobilized for 3 months. So, but you know what? God blessed in all of that. Testimonies came out of that. When people saw me with this thing on my head, you know, they have it now where you have to screw it in the front skull.
Right.
In front of your skull and behind the ears. So, I mean, I couldn't hardly do anything. But I would go to the store anyway, you would find me in church. I played the organ at my church, but I might not have gotten on the organ, but I was right there in service. I just refused. I was so grateful for life, you know.
Yeah.
I'm alive, you know what I'm saying, that I just had to go give God a worship. And from that point on, it put me on another level, you know. First of all, God was gracious enough to bring me out of that alive. Who am I that God is so mindful of, you know? And then from that point on, after 3 months was over, I got full mobility in my neck and everything. So I was back to where I was and was able to record the second CD. So, I mean, hey, God has been good to me. I can't complain at all.
Well, on that note. I won't complain, and I'm running with that.
Yeah, there we go.
Sorry,
there we
Michael.
Go. No sorry, no apologies. Yes, dear.
On that note,
I won't complain. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights, but when I look around and I think things, I think things over all of my good days. They outweigh my bad days. So Lord, I won't complain. Sometimes my clouds hang low and I can't hardly see the road. So then I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But you see, he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they just can't see. So on this Friday evening, having this interview with Nia Tom, I just want to say thank you, Lord. You didn't have to save me. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Woo. Jesus.
Hallelujah. No vocoder.
Thank you.
No reverb. No standing behind anything. That's full. The anointing of God. The mind.
I want to just say this concludes our interview for the evening. Y'all have blessed. Y'all.
You're simple. That's
awesome. Jesus. I knew it was going to be awesome.
Thank you
so much, Jemiah.
Oh, you're very
awesome.
Welcome.
Beautiful. Wow. Well, Mike, we need to play another song.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't a host. Okay. We have a beautiful song called Breakthrough. We'll be right back. I know you've just been ministered to, but let this minister to you, too, from Jemiah Cannon.
Okay.
Called Breakthrough. We'll be right back.
When I get in trouble and I need a friend, one who has all the solutions, and on one I can't depend, who can comfort my spirit when I get to the point of what do I do? Has anybody ever been there? I fall down on my knees to God and to Him I pray to. Fasted and prayed, and through my trials I endured. When I've faithfully rendered my service to His will and to His holy word, sometimes I find myself telling God this: Lord, I've gone around this mountain just a little bit too long. Right now, this very second, minute, hour, I need a special touch so that I can carry on. Of life, I need a breakthrough. Prepare me for that great day. Do what you want me to do. Cause I'm in need of spiritual revival. I need you to condition me for this battle. I need this mountain to move. Because I want my breakthrough. Yeah.
Jesus. I need a breakthrough. How many people need a breakthrough?
Come on.
I need that kind of break. You know, I think there's a. I think breakthroughs have different levels to it, Michael. And listening to that song, I need that breakthrough. That one right there that Jemiah was singing about. I need that.
Let's tell on the devil. Let's tell on the devil, Vonda. The devil's been fighting people having audio issues trying to get on this show tonight. Vonda,
oh, really?
Vonda got cut off just a few minutes ago. We just kept it because I saw it drop off. And she had to call back in. The devil don't like what's happening in this show. Let's get the devil a black eye. More than a black eye, let's push him back off of people's lives. There's people out there struggling right now, and we're going to speak a word that God releases into Jemiah Cannon and myself and Vonda to encourage them. You're going through right now. You're going through that season. You're going through that moment. We just talked about it. The eternal weight of glory is not just a small thing. It's a big thing. God's about to bring you through for something. Maybe it's for a job. Maybe it's for a ministry. Maybe it's something God's trying to burden you to do that's been in your spirit to do, and you just have to step forth, and God's getting you ready, making you stronger. See, those muscles sometimes are spiritual muscles, so God wants you to see the strength that you have on the inside of you.
Right.
But he's trying to get you to take that thing that's going on and flip it around in your mind saying, this is a God thing. Y'all go ahead and step on in there.
I'm going to let Jemiah step on him first, and I'll follow her.
I love, like I say, back to the word of God, I love it when Romans 8:18 says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So just look at it like this. I might have to suffer right now, but only for a little while. Just be patient with me because the glory is coming. And it's not just going to be glory to, you know, to shine on me, to let people see me, but it's going to be the glory of God. People are going to know that it's God that's doing something in my life. So I love that scripture. I love it.
Me too. Glory, glory.
Your turn,
Vonda. Now God for you.
I'm sorry she messed me up with that one.
I'm sorry about that. Hey, that's okay. We just know whatever somebody's going through tonight, whatever situation it is, sometimes it frazzles us or it affects us at the beginning, but that's okay. We're human. We're wrapped in human flesh. Mm. And sometimes we have to teach to pull some things back and remind ourselves and get in the Word and be reminded of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
I'm sorry, I didn't. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I got another.
1 Peter 5:10
says. I have my own
little
church over here. I don't need nobody to have church with me. I can have it all by myself.
I hear you. 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory, by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So it's all in the Word. You just have to remember, I might have to suffer, but it's some glory coming after this. And God's going to get the glory out of this.
Amen.
Okay,
hallelujah. You talk to somebody say, may you do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Come on.
That's it.
I'm okay. This show has been awesome. I looked at the time a few minutes ago right after you sung, and I hated to go into another song right after you sung so powerfully. Sorry, y'all. Forgive me. Thank you, Jesus. But it was just, I looked at the time, and I was like, Lord, the time is almost up, and we're just seem like we're getting at the point to where it seemed like it should have just started, you know? So, again, I was just in awe of things that you said on this evening, and I know Michael emailed me a few minutes ago as we go back and forth between the interview, and he said the show is going to bless someone because, as he stated a few minutes ago, I got dropped off, and I couldn't get back in and kept trying to call back in, and it wouldn't come in, and my system started acting crazy. I'm like, Lord, she done spoke to me already. I'm missing something, so I would have to go back and listen to the show. And Michael knows I don't like hearing myself, so I usually don't listen to the shows. But the words that you spoke tonight, the songs that you sung tonight, I know it's going to bless someone because the enemy's doing everything. Some people, some of our audience has been trying to log in on the chat to listen, and they're having issues. And just those who had problems calling in, I'm going to tell them, if you've missed any part of the show, like myself, you need to download this show. It's going to be a blessing to you. Right now, I feel like I'm in church on Sunday morning. I'm having Sunday morning church in my living room right now. I thank God that the Spirit is subject to the prophet, because right now I would be some Shondos and Hondos and all that kind of.
Watch
but
out
I
now.
If you hear me go silent, I had to put it on mute. That's all I got to say.
You know what?
Truly.
You know what? 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, start at the third verse, says, "Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Then he says, "The Father of mercies." I'm going to talk about him now.
Okay.
"And the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all tribulation." Take your comfort tonight. If you're going through, you got some comfort. You just got to get into that. "That we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble." See, we don't go through for ourselves. We tell you like that, Ron. You say, "Baby, you don't go through for yourself."
Hello,
sometimes
you're
going through for somebody else, and sometimes you need to make it all the way through. So when you get up to testify, when you get up and sing, you've got something to deliver to them, and that they may be delivered. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Praise God. For he said, then he goes on to say, in the fifth verse, "For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation." So if I'm going through, Bonnie, if you're going through tonight, it's for somebody's salvation. You mind? If you're going through, it's for somebody's salvation. When you flipped in that car all those times, it was for somebody else's salvation. Consolation, that they may be encouraged to walk on in Christ. And Jemiah made it through, I can make it through.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Glory
yes,
to God.
Sir. Oh.
We've gotten so carried away, Michael. We haven't asked Jemiah how people can contact her to book them for their events. We haven't asked her how to get her CDs. We're right.
See, that's
really
what I love
about the show. You on point. We used to do a little bit better than this.
See, Jemiah, that's what Bonnie was trying to bring you back out. I mean, sometimes I just get going.
I know it, right? Well, I love it. I love getting caught up like this, though. But for all of those that are on the sound of my voice, and some of you have been Facebooking me as we've been doing this interview, you can reach me. You can go to www.jeremiahcannon, that's JeremiahCannon.com. That's my website. I try to keep everything updated as far as my itinerary is concerned. And also, you can go to CDBaby.com to purchase the music. I got 2 CDs, From the Soul, and It's My Time Now.
And also, if you go to the NICOM website, go to our NICOM blogtalkradio.com/NICOM, and you go to the show with Jemiah Cannon, and it has all the information there.
Right.
The links to where you can find her website and CDs and everything.
And also, Jemiah, I know there are people in your city that might be looking for a church home. I'd like to open it up so you can invite people out to your service, let them know you're still nice. You know, all that good stuff, time, location, and all that, please invite them out.
Yes, my church is one of the most electrifying churches in Texarkana area. That's Nash, Full Gospel Holy Temple, located at 200 College Street in the city of Nash, Texas. That's right. Again, it's 200 College Street in the city of Nash, Texas. We have service on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. I know it's a little late, but we give you time to get off work and get your kids together. That's it. Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, Sunday morning, Sunday school at 9:45, Sunday morning worship at 11, and Sunday evening worship at 7:30 p.m. I guarantee you, if you make up in your mind to come, you'll enjoy yourself the very first time. Again, that's Nash, Full Gospel, Holy Temple, 200 College Street in the city of Nash, Texas. If you have any other questions, give us a call, 903-838-4469.
Wow. And you did it all in record timing, too.
You said,
I'll tell you what, God is awesome. God is awesome. He has us finish up right on time.
Well, praise the Lord.
Hey, Jemiah, we want to thank you for being on the NICOM program. We're going into a few seconds of overtime, but that's okay. So somebody might have been cut off a second ago, but it's okay. They're still, you know, they can still download the show and get the rest of this. But we're going to put everything on the website, the church address. It'll be on our NICOM site as well.
Okay.
And so we want to say thank you so much. You blessed us and
thank
you brought something incredible to this show. Hey, we loved it.
I love you, too. Thank you for having me.
Hey, love you,
Jemai, you will be back. You will
okay.
be back. You're
yes.
going to be one of our returning guests. I love it. I love it.
Absolutely.
We didn't even get to your third song, so we're going to have to definitely take it out on your last song because we just got caught up.
No problem.
So we're going out on The Fight is Fixed. Somebody say
that's it.
That's it.
I love it like that. Well, Jimmy James has something he has to say on that sometimes. He said, a favor's not fair.
Hello, somebody.
I look at
there
the
you
same
go.
Thing. Here we go. The Fight is Fixed. You might get
thank you, but I just really want to come back and say again because I was the one that talked to you and got you booked for the show and know what you did for tonight. We had such a schedule conflict at the last minute, and you worked it out. I mean, we talked, and you were like, let me work it out on my end, and you did that, and that meant so much to me. You know, for you to come back and say, you know what, don't worry about it, let's keep it where it is. And even though I was trying to accommodate your schedule, you came back and said, you know what, I got this. So I appreciate you so much. That's what you call professional. If I was in the business, be men, and that's what you were. And I appreciate you so, so much for doing what you did, rescheduling whatever you had to schedule. It was awesome. And I know God is going to reward you for doing that for us. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
We'll send you the link to not only the link, but also an MP3 that you can use for this interview for in whatever way you want. We give you the license to do that. So
okay.
You can cut it up to get a section out. You can use the whole thing, but use it as God sees fit for you, okay?
Okay.
Not to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And NICOM, we want to say thank you, our listening audience that just tunes in night after night. And we're going to a weekly show at 10 o'clock at night. We're airing some of the shows, so you might know the show's going to come up over and over again. And so you might be getting some more calls or some more Facebook hits, but that's to allow ourselves to be just an entity to get the word out about you and also allow you to minister to so many people in the world. So just thank
all
you
right.
again. And NICOM, we're saying good night and God bless.
Good night. God bless you.